listener production.
Hi, it's Rosie O'Brien with the National News Briefing. Another blow for the cricket community. Former Test cricketer Andrew Symonds has died in a car crash near Townsville in North Queensland overnight. The 46-year-old played 238 times for Australia across all formats, with legends of the game and fans alike taking to social media to pay tribute. Cricket Australia is expected to release a statement within the hour. Labor leader Anthony Albanese is promising to establish a $1 billion advanced manufacturing fund if it's elected on Saturday. The body would be used to promote innovation in transport, renewable energy and defence. Meantime, PM Scott Morrison is today expected to offer older voters greater incentives to downsize their homes. Staying with politics, and a new Ipsos poll has found an overwhelming majority of Aussies believe job seeker should be increased, with close to half of respondents willing to support pollies who commit to doing so. 1,000 people were surveyed, more than three quarters saying they can't live on the current rate, which is $46 a day. 68% agree the rate of income support should be above the poverty line of $70 a day. And briefly now, parts of Queensland remain on flood watch. Major flood warnings remain in place for multiple rivers, including the Mary, Condamine and Ballon. And song contest Eurovision has been won by Ukraine. Australia came 15th out of 25 countries. Just recapping, tributes are flowing for former Test cricketer Andrew Symonds. The 46-year-old died in a car crash in North Queensland overnight. Symonds made his debut for Australia in 1988 in an ODI, going on to play 26 Tests and 238 across all three formats as a specialist batter. Western United has defeated Wellington Phoenix in their A-League elimination final 1-0. Adelaide United and the Central Coast Mariners will meet later today for the second elimination final. Listener.